anoint to fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. And so, most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day, another day that you have made and another day that you have already prepared for us. And so as we enter into this new day, we ask, oh God, that your anointing would fall on us. We can't make it in this day on our own. We can't make it in this time on our own. Lord, we dare not to walk by sight, but instead, Lord, we endeavor to walk by faith, walk according to your will. Walk, oh God, to believe the impossible, invisible. Lord, we walk, oh God, because you are a God that orders our footsteps. And so since you order our footsteps, Lord, we won't lean into our own understanding. But in all of our ways, every single one of our ways, and all of our thoughts, and all of our decisions, Lord, we acknowledge you. That's why we start this morning off declaring anointing, follow me. Lord, we know, God, we can't move without you. We can't breathe without you. We can't live without you. We can't make decisions without you, because when we do those things on our own, we always end up in failure. Lord, I heard Lady Yo pray yesterday. She said we can make some progress when we do things on our own power and our own might, Lord, but we cannot be consistently successful. And, Lord, when we seek your face, Lord, and we yield to your will, God, we are always successful in all of our endeavors, because your word promises that all things will work together for our good. So it may seem like we have a setback. It may seem like, God, we may be going slow. But, God, we know without a shadow of a doubt that victory shall be ours. In spite of weapons formed against us, we know without a doubt that they shall not prosper. So, Lord, fill our cups right now in the mighty name of Jesus as we prepare for this new day that you have made. Lord, the enemy has obstacles that he has set before us. The enemy already has weapons that he's forming against us. Lord, there are people that are willing to challenge us and to combat against us and to come up against us already. I know, God, already. Because the enemy, he comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. And so he already has plans to try to defeat us, to try to defeat us today. But, Lord, I declare right now that no weapon that the enemy tries to form against us shall prosper. I speak your word in our lives. So, Lord, we move forward towards greater, greater anointing, greater calling, closer walk with thee. Lord, we press forward, Lord. No matter what storm clouds may rise, Lord, we have a nevertheless in our spirit, God, that we are determined that your will shall be done in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for being a God that never leaves us and a God that never forsakes us and a God that promises to be with us through thick and through thin. Lord, you will be with us in the fire. Lord, and you said when the floods come up against us, God, they won't overtake us and they won't overwhelm us, God. And even when we go through the fire, Lord, your word promises, Lord, that we won't be singed. And God, we won't have any type of burn upon us because, God, you are a keeping God. And you are a God that holds true to your promises. And so no matter how dangerous or how awful, and no matter how bleak situations may appear to be, God, you are a God that always brings your people through. And so I'm glad this morning that I belong to you. And I'm glad, oh God, that I don't have to lean onto my own power. And I'm glad I don't have to lean onto my own might. And God, I'm glad I don't have to depend upon my own understanding. But Lord, I can seek your face and I can surrender to your will. And I can declare not my will, but that thine will be done, Lord. And Lord, I have guaranteed victory, Lord, in the end. And so, Lord, I walk in your will today. Hide your word in my heart, Lord, that I might not sin against thee, and stir up your spirit in me the more. Lord, I need your anointing, God, so that I can, oh God, walk right and talk right. Lord, I need your anointing, Lord, so that I can exhibit the spirit of holiness and reflect your image, God, properly on this day. Lord, I need your anointing, God, to fill my cup till it overflows, oh God, that I may express the goodness of my God and my King, and God, that I may let a dying and dark world know that you still save. Lord, I want to be salty, Lord, because if my salt is not working, God, if my ability to change an atmosphere and change an environment is not working, Lord, you said I should be trodden under the foot of men. And Lord, I don't want to be worthless to you today. And Lord, I don't want to fall short of your glory today. Lord, my desire is that I may fulfill your will for my life on this day. So Lord, reinvigorate my saltiness, Lord. Re-empower my saltiness, Lord, that I may season this dark and dreary world and season the environment that I come in today, that you will get the glory, Lord. I'm not looking for any attention. Lord, I'm not looking for man's glory. But, Lord, as I go to work today or as I go to school today or as I run my errands today or as I go do some chores today, whatever is in our pathway today, Lord, we want to season it with holiness. We want to season it with righteousness. God, we want to season it with love because you said, with love have I drawn thee, God, and with loving kindness, God, do we draw others as well. And so, Lord, we want our image to reflect you. We want our character to reflect you as well. So hold, God, holy, 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 fill us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be holy and acceptable before you, God, this day, oh, that we may be pleasing to you, and God, that your anointing will fall on us. We place ourselves on the potter's wheel because you are the potter and we are the clay. Shape us and mold us, Lord, into the vessels, into the images that you need for us to be today. We need you, God. We can't make it without you. And, Lord, we come before you with a desperation this morning because nothing else satisfies. Lord, we can try to look at TV and we can try to do this and do that, but nothing satisfies like you do. Some, God, seek after drugs. God, some seek after sexual things, fornication things. Some seek after all types of carnal things, Lord, to satisfy a hunger that cannot be quenched by this world. But, Lord, I hold your word in my heart, Lord, where you tell me to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's what I seek after. That's what I hunger for this morning. That's what I yearn, God, for this morning. Your word, your presence, your righteousness, your will be done. Thine kingdom come, God. Thine will be done. God, in the name of Jesus, that's what my heart is crying for this morning. More of you, because only you can satisfy me. Only you can satisfy this thirst. Only you, God, can quench the hunger in my heart and in my soul for more of you. I'm grateful, Lord, because your word tells me that you stand at the door and knock. And if any man would just allow me to come in, I will come and sup with him. I will come and sup with her. So, Lord, as we begin this morning off with prayer, we welcome you into our hearts. We welcome you into our souls. We welcome you into the places where we are at. Make this holy ground, Lord, even right now in the name of Jesus. Allow your spirit to saturate and to anoint, God, and to overwhelm, God, our present location right now, that you will send forth healing, God, that you will send forth a greater anointing, Lord, that you will send forth breakthroughs in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you will cast the devil out of the minds, God, that you will save our loved ones, Lord, as you use us to be witnesses and be examples, God. Oh, God, do it, God, for your glory, God. In the name of Jesus, we desire miracles, signs, and wonders to be performed in our lives and to be performed in our midst. Do it right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For we know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. And, Lord, we oftentimes use carnal weapons to try to fight up against spiritual things. But this battle that we're in is not a battle against flesh and blood, but it's against spiritual wickedness in high places. God, rulers of the darkness of this world, we're not fighting a flesh and blood battle. And since we are not fighting a flesh and blood battle, Lord, help stir up in us the gifts that you've already placed inside of us. Holy Ghost, come no more and have your way right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that we may walk in authority and walk in power and not walk in fear, God, but walk in love, oh God. Walk in a sound mind, Holy Ghost. Come no more right now and have your way in us right now in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, that we may walk in boldness, that we may walk in righteousness, that we may walk in holiness right now, God, in the name of Jesus. For you are God, oh God, are our salvation, Lord, and so anoint us, Lord, and appoint us, God, and Holy Spirit, come the more and have your way, God, and fill our hearts with gladness, fill our hearts with love, fill our souls with power, God, power to walk right, Lord, fill us up right now, Lord Jesus, with power, God, power to talk right, Lord, fill us up, Lord, that you would fill us up with power, power to live right, that we may be the light that this dark world needs to see today. Make us into those living epistles that are read of men, that they may see the glory of our God in us, and that we may shine as light cities that are set upon a hill. Greater God, you have greater expectations for us. And Lord, with greater expectations, God, comes greater requirements. Oh God, and we declare right now, we're thankful that to much is given, much is required. And Lord, the more that you give us, we understand that there's the more that you want us to say yes to you. So Lord, as you take us higher, enlarge our territories, enlarge us, stretch us out right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Stretch us, God, for your glory, that we may be able to hold the capacity needed to be able to be filled completely by you. Enlarge us, Lord. Strengthen us, God. Stretch us out for your glory. God, that means that I may have to go through some pain. I may have to go through some uncomfortable situations, Lord, but here am I, Lord. Send me. I'm willing to go. Anoint me, appoint me, season me, empower me. Victory, favor, do it for your glory. watch over us this day. As some may be still dealing with snow, snowing in Atlanta is very unique, God. They don't know what to do with snow, but I'm grateful, God, that you are a keeping God, and that in this season of uncomfortableness, in this season of unknowns, Lord, I'm grateful, Lord, that you yet remain the same. Seasons change. People change. But, God, you still yet remain the same. Thank you, God, for being the real and awesome God. Thank you, Lord, for being a rock that I always can stand upon and find my foundation and find my stability. Thank you, God, for being a God that is a keeper, a God that never fails. And so, Lord, we seek your face, Lord, today. Hide not your face from us, Lord, today. But as we worship you, show us your glory, God, everywhere we go. Show us your glory, God, and rain upon us like never before, that thy will be done in our lives. And, Lord, that you will get the glory out of us. We pray for healing. We pray for deliverance. We pray for strength right now. God, we pray for a greater anointing, not just upon those that are under the sound of my voice, but upon those that tune in later to hear this prayer broadcast, and then those that they share it with, Lord, those that they share these words with today. Oh, God, do it right now. I speak healing. I speak deliverance, God. I speak life and freedom right now in the name of Jesus to our coworkers, Lord, and to those that we run into the supermarket, Lord. I speak life into our finances. I speak life and healing into our bodies, Lord. I speak protection and life and healing into our children, oh, God, into our families, into our loved ones, Lord, because this season of greater, Lord, and our continuation of breakthrough is not just for us, Lord, but we speak it upon those that are around us as well, because we have the ability to speak those things that are not as though they were, because we believe, God, that you hear our prayers and that your prayers get to you, and if we believe and know that our prayers get to you, then we know that we shall receive or get our requests. So we pray that your will be done. We pray, God, that you get the glory out of our lives. We pray, precious Savior, that you are pleased with us today. So come no more. Have your way in us. Get the glory out of our lives on this day. Walk with us and talk with us. Lead, guide, and direct us. And grant us victory today. And we'll be careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Anointing, let it fall on us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.